What up, dumb bitch ass dumb idiots? It's me, your queen, Allie Makovsky, back with another episode of Resting Bitch with Allie Makovsky. Yay, we love you. You're the best. Hi. I don't know how to start this. You know what I mean? It's just like, here we go. You're here, so am I. And I'm in control, and you just have to listen to me. So it begins. Oh boy, I'm running on fumes today. Fumes. I'm exhausted. I don't quite know what from. Maybe the late night quesadilla I had yesterday. I had it at about 1:30 in the morning. I'm lactose intolerant, but I went for it. And that was not the right decision. But sometimes we like making mistakes. Sometimes we like self-harm in various forms. My favorite form of self-harm is Taco Bell and dairy. So there you have it. That's a little bit about me. No one has ever told me that I'm lactose intolerant, but the signs are there. A lot of gas, you could say. I did say, and it's true. You get pretty gassy on the dairy, but mama loves it, so sorry, folks. Every day I wake up and I go, good morning, world. I'm not going to have any dairy today. And by 2 p.m., I've definitely had dairy. Or I'm definitely about to have dairy. I can't stay away from the stuff. It's like an abusive partner. I just keep going back for more. And I know it's bad for me, but I'm so comfortable with the cheese and the mostly just cheese. I love it. I love it. Yeah, man. So I did that last night with some friends from the Comedy Store, just talking shit, eating quesadillas. And then I went home and I had to wake up early. I got home. Every conversation I have with my mom, it's always about her sleep schedule. So I feel like I'm doing that right now, but you guys are listening, or you're not. Turn it off if you don't give a fuck about my sleep schedule, okay? You don't have to be here, but if you are, I respect that, and I hope that this gradually gets better as time goes on. But I went to bed, let's say, 2:30. I used my Calm app, that stupid fucking app I downloaded last week, and told myself, I made a reminder to cancel it because it's too expensive. Guess who forgot to cancel it? Me. Yeah, so it's, $80. It's $80, and now I have it. I use it to go to bed. I like to listen to these stories. Matthew McConaughey does a story, and I like his voice, and it puts me right to bed. But the devil inside me wants me to watch TV instead. And if I'm watching TV to go to bed, I'm staying up for at least another hour, but definitely two. I've been watching a lot of Euphoria. If you like horny high school drama, check out Euphoria. Everyone in the show is hot as fuck. Everyone's so hot. Their outfits are amazing. Their makeup is on point. I want to be in the show. So if anyone knows how I can be in season 2 of Euphoria, I'm down. I could play a young lady. That'd be fun. Well, here's the crazy thing about Euphoria. I was watching episode 3, I think, and Zendaya was doing this like monologue, and as I was watching it, I realized I knew every word that she was about to say, and I was like, oh my god, am I a psychic? What is happening? And then I was like, wait, did I audition for this show? So I look through my emails, And you're damn right I auditioned for Euphoria. And you're damn right I didn't get the role of Zendaya because they already had every intention of casting Zendaya as that character. And then I'm reading the script when I went in for the audition. And I was trying to read it. I was trying to picture how I read it in the audition. And then I was watching Zendaya do it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I am not Zendaya. And I have not been acting my whole life. So, yeah, it makes sense. But I think I could handle a small part. I think I could learn on the job. So if anyone has any info on how to be in Euphoria, I really just want to be in it for the wardrobe and makeup and craft services. I would like to see what food they have on set. That's why I do anything, is for the food. Give me that quesadilla. Yeah, so I've been watching a lot of Euphoria, and it is so good, but it keeps me up at night because the episodes are an hour long, and I can't just not watch it, so I watch all of it, and then, but last night I was a good girl, but I got home at like 2 in the morning, and then I did this little dumb Calm app. You know why I downloaded it? Because I got an Instagram ad and I really liked the ad. And so I was like, I'll check this out. And then I forgot to cancel the subscription. I paid too much. And now I'm just stuck with it. So I have to start using it. So I listened to a sleep story last night. I went to bed at 2:30, maybe 3. And then I had to be up at 8. Oh, yeah, I did go to bed at 3 because I knew that I had 5 hours to sleep. I had to be up at 8 in the morning because I scheduled this TSA pre-check interview thing. And when I was scheduling my appointment, I was like, I could be a morning person. And then it hit me that I couldn't. Today was the day I couldn't be a morning person, but I showed up. It's really I thought I was just going to show them my ID and my passport, and they'd be like, you are definitely not a terrorist. Because if you watch my Instagram stories, you'll know that any female terrorist has thin eyebrows. And you know me. I got some thick-ass brows. I got some bushes up on my face. And I love them. And I'm proud of them. But that's just not a terrorist look. Every female, like, shooter or terrorist, and there's not a lot. I'm just saying, if you think we're all equal, either men need to stop shooting or women need to step the game up, equal the playing field. Not a lot of female representation in the shooting circle. I feel like nowadays, I feel like I said that and I'm like, that's funny. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, I should say I'm just kidding. And it's like, obviously I'm just kidding. There shouldn't be any shootings, but it's happening. And there are a couple women and they're not doing a good job. But I'm just kidding, guys. Yeah, I got thick eyebrows and a big heart, a thick heart. I got a thick heart. It's probably from all the dairy and butter, but yeah, I went to the TSA pre-check, which was in beautiful Burbank. Man, what a lovely place. And I had to go into this like cubicle area and they take a picture of you. You can't smile, but I try to, like, look all sexy and, like, you know, smile with my eyes, but also be sultry with my eyes and be like, am I a terrorist? Dig deeper. Go into the files. My face kind of said it all. I wanted to leave a little bit of mystery and not make it too easy for the people doing a background check on me. Also, if you don't know what TSA pre-check is, it pretty much is, it's like a fast pass at the airport. Only domestic flights. But sometimes TSA pre-check is longer, but I don't know. When I went with Santino last week to Sacramento, he had pre-check and I didn't, and it was really embarrassing just being with all the peasants in the long line. And then he had to, like, wait for me. It was real rookie move. So I figure I should just get it, be a professional. Now I don't have to take my shoes off at the airport. I can keep my laptop in my bag. Yeah, so they took a picture of me to compare it with my identification pictures. I look so different in my ID pictures. I have long brown hair, thinner eyebrows, and I was a little bit puffier in the face. And then they do fingerprints, and I think that was it. Yeah, now I just have to wait and see if I'm approved, so hopefully it all goes well. Yeah, so I had to wake up early for that, and then, man, it's just been a day. And then I recorded right after TSA pre-check. I came to record the episode for, you know, the pod, and I was just so out of it and tired, it was not coherent, so I went to babysit after that, and the baby's, like, 1 year old, so I really have to be, like, on it. I can't just be fucking off. I try and find a balance, though, but it's scary with a young kid because they're fragile. They're very sturdy and strong, but they're also very fragile, and she just started walking and stuff, so she's moving around, knocking shit over, climbing on shit, so I have to be on it. But when it was nap time, I napped. I also took a nap. I needed it. I was so sleepy. And now I just got off babysitting. I'm recording this for a second time because I don't really believe in editing. I don't want this podcast to be edited at all. So I just got to go with the flow and hope that all goes well. I'll tell you guys a babysitting story. I've been babysitting for this family for about 3 months now, 4 months now. Me and the baby is like the sweetest, happiest, cutest baby. Like when I take her for walks, I pretend that she's my own because I'm so proud of her. But when I first started babysitting, the second day I watched her, we were playing. Well, here's the thing. When I first started watching her, she was 11 months old. So that means I've only been watching her for like 2 or 3 months now. She was like 10 or 11 months old when I first started. She wasn't walking. She like very much needed me. She was crawling and stuff, but you know, it was very important that I was taking good care of her. And you know, in the past, when I've watched young, like, babies that age, it's only been for, like, 2 or 4 hours, you know, quick little stints. Now I'm babysitting this kid 7 hours, you know, at a time. And so it's, like, a little bit different for me. I'm not really used to it. And the second day that I was babysitting, we went out to their front yard, and I put her in the little baby swing set. So she's having a good time in the baby swing set. I'm gently rocking her. She's having a ball. And then I'm like, man, she's having fun. I should have fun too. I'll go on the adult swing right next to her. So we're both swinging away. And because she's at that age where she, like, wants to start using her legs and stuff, she got them out of the little holes that the babies have for their little swing. And she looked over and rolled out of it. And I thought that I had killed this child. I was like, it's over. The baby's dead. She has brain damage. She's a vegetable now. Like, what the fuck do I do? I was panicking. I was freaking out. And I don't know what to do. So I pick her up. She's not bleeding anywhere, but I'm like, maybe internally she might be bleeding. She's crying, obviously. She took a tumble. not just a small little fall. It was pretty rough. I had flashbacks all week of the fall. And so I pick her up and she's crying and I'm like, okay, it was a bad fall, but you know, everyone who has a baby has a story of the baby falling and them being like freaked out about it. I hit up my mom. I hit up my friend who's a babysitter of a kid about the same age. I hit up like, you know, all my close homies being like, what do I do? And they were like, it's happened to us before. Like, just make sure she's okay, whatever. So I hold the baby. She's crying. And I'm like, if it was a really bad fall, she's not going to stop crying. And I need to, like, you know, take her to the emergency room. But she stopped crying after 3 minutes, about 3 minutes. So I'm like, okay, it was a bad fall, but she obviously is not, like, fucking suffering. So I start Googling how bad is a baby's fall. How bad of a fall is a bad fall for a baby? I'm checking for signs of a concussion in a baby. Everything's good. Nothing to be worried about. But I also, you know, if you're Googling that, you have to kind of Google the Casey Anthony trial and see what she did. Just to make sure, just to cover all the bases. I'm like, is my trunk big enough for a small child? But I drive a hatchback, so there's no trunk. So I was like, this baby better be fine, because I don't know where I could hide a child. I'm just kidding, obviously, guys. It's 2019. Killing babies isn't okay. Yeah, so the baby was fine, but it was her nap time. And I was like, oh my God, she might die in this nap. So I put her down for the nap. And I stayed in the room, in her room while she was napping. And I kept checking on her, making sure she was breathing and not like drooling or just like fucking, you know, whatever. And then the baby wakes up after her nap, thank God. And the dad comes in. And I was going to tell him, obviously, but I wanted to, like, this is where I fucked up. As soon as she fell, I should have told her dad. But I was like, I don't want to freak him out if I don't need to. I'm going to tell him anyways. Like, I'm not going to, like, try and cover it up. But after the nap, her forehead was, like, way more red. And the scratch on the side of her face was, like, way more, like, visible and bad. And he came in as soon as she woke up from the nap. And I was like, so your kid fell outside. She's okay, though. And he was really upset. And yeah, I still got the job though. It's going well. And the baby loves me. And I think we bonded over that traumatic experience in both of our lives. And I've been a very good babysitter ever since. Yeah, that was not a highlight in my life. It's weird with babysitting though, because you don't really need a resume. You just need to be a girl. And they're like, okay, you have the job. And yeah, so I did that today. She loves me. I'm trying to get her to say my name. Every time she says dada, I go, no, it's Allie. I'm your dad. Allie. Can you say Allie? And she can't, but someday she will. Yeah, she's a sweet kid. I love babysitting. Because I used to work in food service and that shit sucks. I would rather like wipe this kid's poop ass than take someone's order and not get tips. So it's pretty chill. So I did that today. I was supposed to work tonight, but I just can't. I can't work tonight at the Comedy Store. I'm exhausted. I was working last night and I was just, dude, it's so funny working at the Comedy Store because there's like, it's just, it's the home for craziness, you know? There's like all these like big hotshot comedians, sometimes like really cool musicians are there, sometimes actors are there. Like, it's just like, and then also there's like homeless people there and like delusional people there. And it's just a fun place for everyone. And I always make the mistake of like giving people the benefit of the doubt. I think everyone's just going to be like a chill, cool person. But then last night I was there. And I was working the front patio. So I'm pretty much like the first face you see when you pull up to the store, as it should be. But I was working the front patio, and two of my coworkers and comedians were sitting outside, and they were like looking at me and talking to each other, and they kept like looking and talking. So I walked up and I was like, "What the fuck is up?" And they were like, "Well, we were talking about your ass." I was like, "Don't talk about it. Be about it, homies." And so I grabbed my friend's hands and made them touch my ass. Just so they could know, you know the power that I carry. And so they were, you know, we're all having a silly time. All my friends are touching my ass, and I'm forcing them. They're not just grabbing it. I'm grabbing it for them. And then I start touching their butts, and they all have these flat asses. And I'm just like, come on, what is going on over here? And there's this dude standing next to them who's like, kind of like, what is going on? So I'm like, dude, grab my ass. And so I put this stranger's hand on my butt, thinking that he's just gonna, it's like gonna be like this silly thing where we're like, ha ha ha, crazy night at the store. And then I touch his butt. He said I could. I touch his butt. He had a thick ass, and all my friends have these like pathetic little butts. So I'm like, this is a real man right here. And he goes, you can touch my front now. And I was like, what, dude? I'm like, ha 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 ha. Okay. No thanks. And then he got creepy. Cause I just think people are gonna be like chill and cool and just move on and be like, that was a fun bit we did here. And then he goes, you're so much more beautiful in person. And I was like, what? I didn't think this dude knew me at all. I just thought, you know, it was going to be a silly thing. And then he was like, you always dress down on stage, but you're so much hotter in person. And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that was pretty sketchy. I mean, eventually he did get over it because I had to ignore him. But yeah, I'm like, maybe I'm just like, I put myself a little bit too out there. But I don't want to like have to change. I don't want to have to be like all lame about shit. If I want someone to touch my ass and they're down and I make them touch my ass, like, let's just be adults about it. Yeah, he got weird. Yeah. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, you guys who follow me on my podcast Instagram, Resting B Pod, sent in some questions. I should also mention that I did a really fun late night set at the Laugh Factory. It was like, well, first of all, they put my name on the marquee, which is like super cool. I had like 3 friends hit me up being like, your name is on the marquee. I didn't see it in person, but yeah, everyone was like so nice and supportive. I like posted a picture and so many people were saying such nice things and it felt so good. And then I did my spot and it was like, I was literally dead last. I went up dead last at the show. It was like 1 or 1:30 in the morning. And it was a 20-minute set. And, like, people stuck around. I would say there were probably, like, 15 or 20 people left. And they were all, like, down for a good time. And so I had a lot of fun doing that. And I was with my friend. And he was introducing me to his friends. And he was like, this is my friend Allie. She just headlined the Laugh Factory. And I was like, let's be very clear. Just because I went up last does not mean by any means that I headlined. No one was there for me. I was there for me, but everyone else was there for whoever. Ari Spears was there, so funny. Yeah, I got there late, so I didn't really see the show, but okay. I'm gonna answer some of these dumb questions from you dum-dums. I hope there's some good ones. Okay. Someone asked, are farts grosser when the person is naked? Absolutely. I don't know why, but having a layer between you and a person farting just makes all the difference. Even personally, like if I'm not wearing any clothes, I'm in bed all cuddled up and I fart, I'm like, this is dirty. I'm a gross person, but it kind of feels nice. Just farting is so nice. It's such a good feeling. Feels like you've accomplished something. Your body's working. You know, it's digesting that quesadilla slowly, but it's getting out. Is happiness meant for everyone? I mean, yeah, sure, but like, it's not going to happen for everyone, you know? I think some people like not being happy. I know a few people who are very comfortable being sad and miserable. Because I think, not that that's a good thing, I just think that that's how some people are just used to feeling, and opening themselves up and being vulnerable to joy and happiness just is too much for them. Also, how crazy would it be if everyone was happy? Therapists wouldn't have a job. People wouldn't be in relationships. Yeah, I think only sad people are in relationships, and I'm going to say that until I'm in one. So for as long as I'm single, relationships are for sad, pathetic losers. And I hope it goes well for you. What is your sexual orientation? And what do you think about sexuality in this present day? First of all, watch Euphoria. Because that has a whole spectrum of sexuality. What is my sexual orientation? Man, I don't know. I mean, it's not gay, but it's not straight. You know what I mean? It's not bi. You know, I mostly be hitting up that D, but I also not be doing that too sometimes. So I don't know. I feel like my sexual, like I want to be a lesbian mom, but I don't know if that's necessarily the lifestyle I can commit to. But when I see my future, it's being a lesbian mom. But yeah, I mean, I was just talking to my friends about this last night. Like, it's different because for so long, it's always been like, you know, everyone has made this point before, but it's like girls are, you know, for the most part, allowed to be like, I tried out being gay. But like, if a guy says that, it's like, no, you have to be one or the other. There's still like such a stigma with bi guys. But I think everyone, maybe not everyone, but it is a spectrum. You know, you can be a percent, you can have the thoughts. Doesn't define who you are. You can look at the porn. Doesn't define who you are. You know, have fun. Enjoy. Do what makes you happy. As long as it's not hurting anyone or against the law. I have this new joke about Michael Jackson, you know, because, you know, people don't like him and stuff because he was a creepy dude. But it's like people always say, do what makes you happy. And it's like he did just that. So pizza or pasta? Pasta, 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 for sure, pasta. 100% absolutely pasta. I would eat pasta for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I could. Yeah, pizza's overrated. I'm not a huge pizza person. There's very few times that I've been craving pizza, but often I crave pasta. Lasagna is not really a pasta, but it's got noodles. They're just not really cut, and they're big sheets of noodle, but I like that. I like a bolognese. I like a penne. I like a angel hair there's just so much good pasta. Pizza, it's like, it doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me. What your final meal on death row would be? My podcast is for dumb people. Look at how they said that. What your final meal on death row would be? First of all, I like that you're just assuming that I'm going to be on death row. What would I be on death row for? Probably, I would probably like have like a bout of craziness where I just like snap and go on like a rampage. But my final meal, I don't want to say pasta. I mean, pasta would be good. I would probably do like a Taco Bell, like a big Taco Bell splurge. Yeah, I would get a cheesy gordita crunch, a beefy five-layer burrito, two bean and cheese burritos, a chicken quesadilla, and maybe, yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah, I think that'd be good. That'd probably be what I'd choose. Or just like, maybe like steak and a salad. Like an old, like, just an old, a basic salad. Romaine lettuce. I'd put cheese in there, shredded cheese, salami, chicken, avocado, Italian dressing. There's a stuff called Salad Supreme. It's like this seasoning that you put on salads. They kind of took it off the market, so you have to know where to go to get it, but it's so good. And I think that'd be it in the salad. And then just like a big old medium rare, bloody, fatty piece of steak. Do you like Wu-Tang? Yeah. ASMR rap lyrics. Okay. I think I'll do that. I'll do, here's the portion of the podcast where I do ASMR. ASMR Wu-Tang. Oh, no, I don't need to type in ASMR. I just do that. Wu-Tang rap lyrics. Here we go. I'll do Cream. Classic. Okay, full lyrics. Cash rules everything around me. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bills, y'all. It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets and stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream, which failed, I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such who never had much. Trying to get a clutch at what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, going upstate's my destination. I think that's enough for the ASMR Porsche of the pod. Someone asked me coffee bean or Starbucks. Coffee bean, for sure. Starbucks, I mean, I do Starbucks out of convenience. It's everywhere. But I definitely like Coffee Bean more because they have those little tiny ball ice chips that I fucking love munching on. I love those little ice chips. Jiu-jitsu, how and why you got started and what you like the most about it. Okay. I mean, I've talked about this in another episode, but pretty much jiu-jitsu, it's very mental. You have to think a lot. It's technical. You don't just like fucking go for it. But you want to get to a place where you know it so well that you don't have to, like, it just comes instantly. You don't have to like overthink the moves that you're going to do. Like, that's when you're killing it in the jiu-jitsu game. It's really challenging. And it's fun to fight dudes in class. What do you find the most interest in life aside from comedy? Truck driving. I really like truck driving. I find it very fascinating. You have to be at certain destinations at a certain time. You can only work for so long. You're traveling the road. You're a lone wolf. It just seems like a cool lifestyle. I mean, it's really lonely and whatever, but I could definitely see myself truck driving sometime in the future. I just love the open road. Like, I love driving up to San Francisco. I love driving to Arizona. It's nice. You just think and you just are with yourself. And yeah, that's, I fuck with that. Would you ever dye your brows? I really want to bleach my eyebrows, but I feel like it would just be too distracting on stage. I really want to, though. And maybe I will at some point, but I don't know. You have to really go for it at that point. Yeah. Well, what time are we at? 37. Okay. Okay. An explanation as to why you haven't been uploading them on Spotify. We are about to. So just hang tight. You can watch it on YouTube. You can stream it on literally pretty much every other streaming service. And then once it comes out on Spotify, you'll have it there and it'll be fun. Pho or ramen? Pho. All the way. Ramen's too heavy. It's way too heavy. I always feel like so gross after eating ramen. I love pho. I love pho. Yeah, everything about pho is good. Everything about pho is good. I'll do ramen, but it's the same with the pizza pasta thing. I'm never like craving ramen. Anytime I'm craving ramen, it's when I mistake it for pho. It's when I think that it's pho and I forgot that ramen is not the move. Confidence in yourself and work. Okay, here's the Tony Robbins portion of my podcast. Uh-oh. Okay. Confidence is something that takes time. And you have to just fake it. You got to fake it till you make it. And it'll just naturally over time start to feel real. And then you'll just be more confident. But I think it's really important. I think you have to believe in yourself. Even if you don't necessarily feel it in the moment, you have to start taking actions as though. Act as though you already are whatever, you know? I'm acting like a big... You know what? Maybe that's my mistake. Maybe I'm not acting like a hotshot podcaster. On the next episode, I'm going to come in like I fucking own podcast. And I know what the fuck is up. And we'll see if it goes better. But yeah, I think with anything you do, it's like dress for the job you want. I need to buy a new wardrobe so I can start dressing like a rich man's wife. That is absolutely the job I want. I want to go on vacations. I want to be on a yacht. I want that yacht lifestyle. I'm going to start wearing nautical clothes. Grow out my hair real long and get fake titties or something. Yeah, I think you just have to kind of act like you know what you're doing and take actions based on what you think someone who is already qualified for that thing would do. And people will be like, damn, this bitch knows what she's doing. And you're like, actually, I don't, but you girls pretending. Yeah, so, okay. Thank you for your questions. If you're in St. Louis watching this, can't wait to see you. If you're in Portland or the Bay Area, I'll see you soon. And I think that's going to be it. I don't really have much else to say. I'm going to go home, take a nap, and maybe go see the new Quentin Tarantino film. Bye.